This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
You're listening to Betting Weekly Game Bet Match on the BetRivers Network.
Hello, everyone, and welcome along to another edition of Betting Weekly Game Bet Match, the tennis podcast brought to you in association with BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. It's the women's quarterfinals at the French Open. I'm Nigel Seeley. I'm delighted to say joining me to look ahead to the action, which is over the next 2 days on Tuesday and Wednesday, is our WTA handicapper, Rory Jawani. Rory, how are you, my friend? It's been a little bit of a frustrating couple of days, but we're now at the business end of the tournament, and this is where we really see who's going to come through and win the second Grand Slam of 2023.
Yeah, so a frustrating few days, has to be said, but we've got someone through to the quarters, and if she gets much further, I might have to have a steward into whether we got an outright bet on her as well. But, you know, we'll try and get her through the quarters first. And
I don't think you have. I don't think you technically have. You may. I know you might be able to sort of pull a few. I don't think you have. I would love you to say yes, you have, but I don't think you have. That person in question is obviously Karolina Muchova, is your pick at plus $9 to win the quarter. And she, if she wins today, she's winning a quarter. But obviously trying to get a bit greedy.
Well, I did say the winner of her and Sakkari would go a long way. And I did say, and it was before, obviously, no one could get on at the time, but I did say that I think she was plus 5,000 at the time. And I did say that I did fancy her very strongly.
And you're whispering.
You said you couldn't do it. I know, but I'm looking at P&L thinking, oh, I need to boost it. But Iga Swiatek. So the first two matches, I go big on her to win very, very easily. And then the one match I don't, she does a double bagel. So it's just...
Well, my under 3.5 has lost. So you've got bragging rights on this show because you beat me on the under 3.5 on the bagel. So don't worry about that. I think it's been one of them tournaments that is, you know, I don't think we've really... If Muchova wins her match tomorrow, we're on at $9 and we see she's going to be a heavy minus money favourite when we come onto that match. So that'll mean it's a profit. And at the end of the day, if you keep making 4 or 5 points profit, it doesn't make no difference. We had a terrible Australian Open, and we've been playing catch-up ever since. So as long as we keep winning money, I mean, a couple of games, we've had 8.5 handicaps that come in at 8. We've had 16.5 games that come in like that 17, just hitting the crossbar at the moment. So not too much to worry. And, you know, we're doing the right things, and the luck will turn.
I do hope so.
Well, and, anyway,
We've got some, you know, interesting quarterfinal matchups, including a repeat of last year's final between Iga Swiatek and Coco Gauff. And I mean, I watched both of them in action earlier, and Swiatek was looking quite impressive against Lesia Sorenko, and obviously Sorenko retired hurt. Of course, today was the day I was going to get all my money back on Swiatek, and then we had the retirement. But you've got to think that she's still the favourite. Although, I mean, yesterday, Aryna Sabalenka against Sloane Stephens, which I did post on Twitter. Obviously, we didn't have a pod, but I did fancy Stephens to win the opening set just because the conditions would be quite cool. And I didn't think Sabalenka would be able to hit through, and I thought she'd have to win each point, three or four, you know, hit almost like three or four winners each point. And then, of course, the first four games went by in a blur, Sabalenka playing superbly and striking the ball really well. But then Stephens came back and it was 5-all and she was 5-4 up in the tiebreak. And she had a chance. She had her chances. And so, you know, the Swiatek-Sabalenka final doesn't look a given. But you'd have to fancy Swiatek still. I mean, she's obviously very, very short price. But Sabalenka, you wonder. I mean, I don't think she'll have too many problems tomorrow. But, you know, we'll look at that match in depth.
Well, but, let's have a look at the outright markets, Rory, before we come on to the match. It's a great time. Obviously, we know the quarterfinals. We know all eight players. The action starts early tomorrow morning. I think it's about 5 a.m. Eastern time. We'll come on to the individual games. But let's look at to win the French Open women's title. Iga Swiatek, defending champion, number one seed, who's been absolutely superb.
in the opening week. She's minus $2 to win back-to-back titles and a third French Open title. Emilia Sabalenka is plus 285 on Jabeur, who I actually bet today to win Wimbledon. We mentioned it before. I bet her today at 12-1 to win Wimbledon. Bet Rivers are currently the best price in the world on Jabeur to win Wimbledon. If you think she's coming back to some form, you want to head to the Bet Rivers website and bet her to win Wimbledon. Coco Gauff is 1,400. Mukova, our tentative pick, I shall say, at 2,500. Pavlyuchenkova is 3,300. And then Svitolina. The story, really, if you take Swiatek away, Svitolina's story is the story of the tournament. She's plus 3,300. And Beatrice Halep-Mayer is plus 4,000. You know, you talk about Pavlyuchenkova. I bet Beatrice Halep-Mayer to win the tournament a couple of weeks ago, and she was the massive price. And she got injured, and she come through an epic match today to book her place. So it's a bit of hard lines. We can never, ever, ever really sort of take into account tournament form a week or 2 weeks before a major. It's all about the business end. And at the moment, in the men's and the women's draws, well, the cream is definitely rising to the top. Iga Swiatek and Aryna Sabalenka dominating the women's market, and Novak Djokovic and Carlos Alcaraz are dominating the men's market. But unlike the men's market, these two will meet in the final, whereas the men's, they will meet in the semi-final. So is there anyone on that market now that you're looking at and thinking, you know, there's a possibility that they can upset the odds and come through, and we won't see a Swiatek Sabalenka match in a battle to be the number one in the world?
I mean, I'm hoping, obviously, that Mukova beats, you know, the first. We've got the two quarterfinals in the bottom half of the draw first thing tomorrow, and hoping that Mukova can beat Pavlyuchenkova, land our quarter bet, and then Sabalenka, Svitolina, we'll discuss it, but I think Sabalenka would get through. Mukova against Sabalenka? Maybe Mukova would have a squeak. I tell you what, I think it's important what time of day it is. You know, if it's in the heat of the day, Sabalenka can hit winners at will, you'd have to fancy her. If it's late in the evening when it's cooler, you'd be a bit more against her. Yeah, Sabalenka move. You'd still fancy Sabalenka there. Can't see anyone touching Swiatek in the top half, to be perfectly honest. She just looks a cut above on this surface in these conditions, you know, whether it's warm or cold or anything in between. You know, I think she's the outstanding player in the top half. But the bottom half, I still don't think, you know, obviously this is this is Sabalenka's worst surface. You know, if she's going to be beaten, it's, you know, by, you know, an underdog, perhaps it's going to be on clay. She has looked very good so far, but you just, you know, in that match against Stevens yesterday, you know, things started to go against her. Her first serve went, her forehand went, she started making errors. So someone needs, you know, Stevens couldn't quite do it. She had chances, and then she'd hit some mishits on big points. And someone just needs to be in the zone. And when Sabalenka's going through that dip, needs to be able to capitalise, which Stevens couldn't quite do yesterday.
So there you have it. It looks as though it's going to be a Sabalenka against Swiatek final on Saturday. But Mukova could be the only one that we believe that could spoil the party. And hopefully she does, because we've got a nice future on her to win Wimbledon. I think she'd be half the price that already. And obviously Swiatek is not favourable on Wimbledon. Let's have a look at the matches. Then we're going to start with that match. It's probably the most interest to us. It's our big position. We need Mukova to win this match to land our plus $9 future on her to win her quarter. And standing in her way is Anastasia Pavlyuchenkova. Minus 175 for Mukova, plus 143. Bear in mind, we're sitting on a plus $9 ticket here for her to just win this match. She's now minus 175. The spread is minus 2.5, minus 121 for Mukova. She's the favourite. She's minus the start, and Pavlyuchenkova with the start is even money. The totals are 21.5 here. If you look at the head-to-head, it's 2-1 to Pavlyuchenkova. 2019, they played in Russia, where Pavlyuchenkova is pretty much unbeatable in her homeland. In Madrid in 2021, on the clay, where Pavlyuchenkova come through 7-6, 7-6. And in 2021, in Wimbledon, Mukova won in the third round, 7-5, 6-3. They've all been very close matches. So it brings into the overs here on the total games, which might tempt me at minus 108. But the one thing I would say here is, Rory, a lot of people like to hedge positions. I'm never really somebody who likes to hedge positions unless there's a a brilliant opportunity for me, or which represents value. I think it's all about value. I think, you know, if you need the money and you've beaten the book, then obviously get the money and take the money back. But I think for us to hedge a position, we need to have some value. Do you think Pavlyuchenkova here offers any value at plus 143, or are we just going to stick with it?
I think we might as well just stick with it, to be honest.
Yes, get in there, Rory. Come on, grow a pair. These are
two of my favourite players on the tour. You know, I've talked a lot about Mukova, and you know, I think when we were previewing the tournament, I mentioned her similarities to Ashleigh Barty. And maybe, just maybe, she could emulate the Australian by winning her first slam at Roland Garros. It's a big maybe. But yeah, Pavlyuchenkova, you know, how she didn't win Strasbourg a week and a half ago. We can't worry about that.
We have to look forward.
Two match points against Lauren Davis.
Don't worry about it. It's gone.
Yeah, I know.
We've got to look forward. We're sending a $9 ticket. It's all about today. $9 ticket.
But I mean, she obviously, there were injury doubts about her a few weeks ago. She got double bageled by Swiatek in Rome.
Everyone does. Don't worry about that.
Everyone does. Yeah, then came Strasbourg. I mean, her power is a match for anyone. But I think in the conditions, so they're first up tomorrow. So it's 11 o'clock local time. Won't be in the heat of the day. So that's going to make it more difficult for Pavlyuchenkova to hit winners. And Mukova's a very good mover. You've mentioned the head-to-heads. All, you know, fairly close. But Mukova won his straight sets at Wimbledon. Pavlyuchenkova straight sets in Madrid. That was in 2021. I can't really pin down how I think this match will go. I mean, Mukova's variation, you know, her sort of, you know, just she's got all the shots. I think that will make life difficult for Pavlyuchenkova. But we saw how Pavlyuchenkova came back against Elise Mertens. You know, it'd be really foolish to write her off. And apart from that Strasbourg aberration, you know, she's a hardened competitor. You know, she's a real fighter. You know, there was Mertens the last round, Potapova the round before, she dropped the opening set. You know, there's no need for us to get involved. You know, we're on at plus 900. If you really want to have a bet in this match, the three previous meetings, the first set in particular has been close. So the last meeting at Wimbledon 2021, Mukova won it 7-5. Madrid 2021, before that, Pavlyuchenkova won it 7-6. Moscow 2019, Pavlyuchenkova won it 6-4. So I think, you know, if you really wanted to have a bet on this and you don't have a position already, maybe have a dabble at first set over 9.5 games at plus 110. But for me, I'm just going to be happy and to cheer on Mukova, and hopefully she lands our quarter bet.
Yeah, agree with that. I like the total games of the match at 21.5. I love that first set over 9.5. It's a big opportunity for one of these players to reach a major semi-final. So nerves are going to be very, very important here. I think it's a big stage for them, and they will think that they've got a chance of making a final because, you know, Sabalenka or Svitolina is obviously an opponent. They feel that either of these could think they could have got a chance of winning it. So nerves will play a part here. First set, especially, going to be very edgy. Over 9.5 at plus money sounds fantastic value. And I also like the over 21.5 in the match. The next match is a little bit later. It's 6:30 a.m. Eastern time. Maybe about 7 o'clock, I suppose, depending on how long. Hopefully, it starts about 8 o'clock because we're cashing on the over 21.5 on a Mukova win. But it's Elena Svitolina up against Arina Sabalenka, the number 2 seed. Sabalenka's been impressive in patches, but also been very poor in patches here. These two players have met twice before. The head-to-head is 1-1, a long time ago, 2018 in Wuhan, in 2020 in Strasbourg on clay. The clay match, Svitolina won, and the hardcourt match, Sabalenka had won. Svitolina's obviously given birth to a baby daughter and has come back and is on a very impressive one, having won Strasbourg and coming through some tough matches here in the French Open. She's 9-0 in her last matches. Sabalenka, after losing to Kenning in the second round in Rome, has looked pretty good here in the French Open without dropping a set. But like I say, she does have these sort of problems where she sort of lacks a little bit of concentration and she goes on losing lots of games in succession. The market here is quite strong, very strong on Sabalenka. It was minus 480, it's now minus 455. Svitolina is plus 350. The handicap here is 5.5 now, minus 5.5 for Sabalenka at plus 105. Svitolina plus 5.5 at minus 127. And the totals are 19.5. Given the form that Svitolina has shown, given her fighting spirit, given the fact that she's definitely going to have the support. I mean, Svitolina has already beaten a Ukrainian an opponent, and it sort of ended in controversy against Kostyuk. I think she's not doing any press conferences at the moment, so the pressure is getting to Sabalenka. Svitolina comes here as a very, very firm fan favourite. She considers France her second home. Obviously, her partner is Gael Monfils, the French tennis player as well. I think this could be another long one here. I'm liking the overs at minus 120.
Yeah, there's a little part of me that doesn't want to get involved with this because, as you discussed, there's going to be a lot of emotion in this match. The crowd could really get into it. It's a tricky one, really, just given all of that. I mean, for Svitolina, incredible. Her first slam since childbirth to make it all the way to the quarters is incredible. And you know, she's had an interesting path. You know, you mentioned Sabalenka beating a Ukrainian. Svitolina's beaten two Russians in Anna Blinkova and Daria Kazatkina. And I think she extended her head-to-head over Kazatkina to 7-0. There's a real, you know, her game just suits her. She just really likes playing her. She had hard matches, though, against Blinkova. And before that, against the superbly named Storm Hunter, who was previously Storm Sanders, the Australian. So, yeah, I talked about Sabalenka Stevens and I wasn't that far off, you know. It just took shame it took so long for Stevens to get into the match. She was 5-4 up in the tiebreak and then lost the next 3 points. But I think one thing that definitely swings it in favour for Sabalenka is that this match is going to be second on tomorrow. So it's going to be probably the hottest part of the day. You know, if Mukova, Pavlyuchenkova, they're going to be in Chatrier centre court. If Mukova, Pavlyuchenkova goes on for over a couple of hours, then you're looking at sort of 1:30 in the afternoon. So you're getting towards hottest part of the day. And my logic for thinking Stevens would win the opening set yesterday was that cooler conditions, Sabalenka would need to hit 3 or 4 winners just to win a point. I think it's going to be a lot easier for Sabalenka to win points in these conditions tomorrow. I'm not sure Svitolina, given that she's had a couple of hard matches, given that she's not long back from childbirth, you know, she hasn't faced anyone like Sabalenka since she's come back. And I think I quite like, I do like, and I'm going to back it, Sabalenka on the spread. I think Sabalenka -5.5, I think is fair. At plus 105. And I mean, as I said, part of me doesn't want to get involved in this because of the emotion, because of the politics, because of everything in the background of this match. But I think, as I said, hottest part of the day, Sabalenka being able to hit winners. She's, you know, I think she'll be able to shut out most of that background distraction, whatever you want to call it. So I'm going to go for Sabalenka -5.5 at plus 105.
Sabalenka -5.5 to progress through to that showdown with Świątek in the final. Roy doesn't expect any problems for the Belarusian. It would have been any problems for Ange Byrne. Now, Ange Byrne, she's the number 7 in the world. I think she's number 7 seed. Yeah, number 7 seed here as well. She's up against Beatrice Haddad-Maia, who comes through an absolute epic today against Sorabes Torana.
Yeah.
And she comes through an epic game. And that's going to take a lot out of the Brazilian. I know she's got an extra day rest. This match is on Wednesday. But Ange Byrne is just going about her business quite impressively. She's the player that I've been really impressed with in this tournament. I've just bet her to win Wimbledon at a big price. And they've met already this year in Stuttgart on clay. Jabir, who hasn't been in the greatest of form, had some injury problems, still won that match 6-3, 6-love. They also met in a ITF tournament off the main tour in 2016, where Jabir also won his straight set 6-4, 6-4. So it's no surprise to see the Tunisian here, a heavy favourite, -275. Beatrice Haddad-Maia is +220. The handicap is 4.5, with Jabir -4.5 at +105. And had a Maya plus 4.5 at minus 127. The totals here are pitched at 20.5 with around about minus 110 each. You take your pick which way you want to go. I think Jabeur wins this easy. I don't know if you agree with me on this.
I agree. I mean, Haddad Maya is going to need all of that recovery time ahead of Wednesday. 3 hours, 51 minutes against Soribes Tormo. So, yeah, it's... Now, she was a set and three love down and somehow made it through. Jabeur, I mean, she's got one thing that's definitely working in her favour. This will be her third left-hander in a row. She beat Olga Danilovic on Saturday. One of the few things I've got right in like a few days. Danilovic gave her plenty to handle. She took the first set, as I predicted. And Jabeur, as I thought she might, she did find a way to sort of work out the Serbian and get through. Eventually, that was a hard match, but today much easier against Bernarda Pera. She won 6-3, 6-1, despite only making 43% of her first serves. I mean, so, you know, she's had practice, a lot of practice with lefties. So this is Haddad Maya. That's, you know, that's one of Haddad Maya's big weapons is her serve. I don't think Jabeur's going to have any problem with that. And in terms of sort of playing style, Haddad Maya is probably somewhere in between Pera and Danilovic, certainly in terms of power. I mean, Danilovic, as you'd have seen on Saturday, she really does hit the ball hard. As you said, they met in Stuttgart. Jabeur won 6-3, 6-love. And then the next match, she retired hurt against Iga Świątek with that slight tear of a calf muscle. Hasn't shown any sign of that injury so far. And Haddad Maya, who is actually... Here, she's Brazil's first women's slam quarter finalist of the Open era. The last one was Maria Bueno back in 1968. I think she's in for a really hard time here. Straight sets for Jabeur is a touch of odds on. So I think I'm going to look at the games handicap again. I think Jabeur minus 4.5 games at plus 105 looks very appealing. I mean, I don't think I've had any bets. So, you know, we always have the spread and the total games. I don't think I've had any bets on the given handicap all year. And now I'm having two. So you know, for Sabalenka, minus 5.5 games. I think Jabeur, minus 4.5 games. I think she's got a great chance of covering that. She, you know, with her shot making, her variation, she's so unbelievably talented. And if Haddad Maya is tired at all, you know, a bit of a hangover from that match today, Jabeur's going to give her the runaround. She'll throw in that drop shot, that amazing drop shot from behind the baseline. I mean, I'd love to see Jabeur win a slam. Maybe it'll be at Wimbledon, Nigel, for you. But, I mean, she's almost going to face, certainly going to face Świątek in the semi. So it's probably not going to be this one. But she's such a great player to watch. And I think she wins this comfortably.
Jabeur v. Kvitova in the women's singles final at Wimbledon, or Mukova, will be a perfect result for me, Rory. But... I agree with you. I think you're seeing now in the men's draw, as we're speaking now, as the last 16 game going on, Nishiokai playing Echeverry. Nishiokai has played two back-to-back five-set matches. He's a number 27 seed. He's up against Echeverry. Echeverry's, the first set was 7-6, and now he's tanking in the second set. He looks like he's going to lose the second set 6-love, and I wouldn't be surprised to see him retire or just go through the motions in the third set. Fatigue will take a lot out of him. That Beatrice Hadamay, remember she retired in a match before, and to go through a 3 hour, was it 3 hour, 50 minutes match today? I mean, that even with the extra day rest, I think that's going to really take a toll on it. And I expect Jabeur to win very, very comfortably. So I really like that play. Now, the final bet, the final match. Now, these prices are priced up by me. I've actually done these. These aren't official odds from BetRivers. So if you want to call me or DM me or have a bet, I did say to the boys in the group they were good in £10,000, but they're good in £50 for anyone who wants to DM me. But I've changed them a bit, Rory, since I spoke. So this, yes. So Igor Świątek is up against Coco Gauff. Igor Świątek here, I make a minus 1,200 shot. Coco Gauff is plus 650. I've got the handicap here at 6.5 at minus 112 each of them, or minus 110 each of them. And the games, I've gone down to 18.5, which is over and under minus 112. Now, bear in mind, these aren't the official prices or the odds with BetRivers, but these were the odds that I thought they would probably be. So We'll see how close I am to the mark when the lines come live. But I think Iga Swiatek at minus 1200. The reason why she's minus 1200 is when you look at the head-to-head record. She has played Coco Gauff, the number 6 seed, 6 times. She's won 6 matches, and she hasn't dropped a set yet. As Rory said, they played in the final of the French Open last year. Swiatek won 6-1, 6-3. This year, they played in Dubai, 6-4, 6-2. They played in the Masters Cup, 6-3, 6-love. They played in San Diego, 6-love, 6-3. So in their last 3 encounters, Swiatek has won 2 of the sets, 6-love, and she's never dropped more than 4 games in the last 5 matches between the two of them. So you would expect Swiatek to win this. She seems to have Goff's number. The conditions will suit Gauff, but Swiatek, it seems very hard to make any case for her. She's 16-2 on clay this year compared to Corey Gauff at 7-3. It just seems another relatively straightforward assignment for Igor Swiatek.
Yeah, you'd think so. I mean, I often don't take the head-to-head into account because usually it's 2 or 3 matches and one's gone one way and a couple the other. When it's 6-love and when it's without dropping a set, you need to take it into account. And my notes here, I've written down exactly like you. I've written down those last 4 matches and the scores. Yeah, you've got to think Swiatek's a heavy favourite. It's hard to see her losing this. I watched Gauff earlier against Shmidlova and 7-5, 6-2 in the end. Gauff had 7 double faults. Actually, watching the analysis, Tim Henman on Eurosport discussing, it seems like she's got a bit of a ball toss issue. She'll definitely need to sort that out before she faces Swiatek. I remember as well, there was a bit of, the wind didn't help her. I remember in Doha, she lost to Veronika Kudermetova. She struggled really badly in the wind. And looking at the forecast, that will probably be the same. Might be a bit warmer, but, the wind might be the same. So she could have those same issues. Swiatek, we discussed, she's the bakery's well and truly open. The bagels are being dished out. It would have been... was it 5-1? She was up before Serenko had to retire. You can't. When the odds come out properly, maybe sort of -8.5 would be my sort of ballpark. If that's plus money, might be +150 maybe.
Well, the odds have come out. The odds have come out.
Oh, here we go.
And they are not far off what I am. -1200 Swiatek, +6, +750 Coco Gauff.
The spread is more generous than you, Nigel.
The spread is 6.5. Yeah. The general 6.5 at -110 each. And the totals are exactly the same as what I said. 18.5. Yes. I've got a job with this game, haven't I?
You've got a job. You're right at this.
I'm not bad at this. Pretty much on the money, my friend.
I think what are the odds on -8.5?
Well, we haven't gone that far. The handicap is up at the moment, but okay. I mean, if you look at the head-to-head record, they've in the 6 matches, it's been 18 15 15 16 16 and 22 as a total. So 5 of the 6 have gone under 18.5. So I was looking at 18.5 thinking maybe I've gone a little bit too high. But if you looked at the spread on the 5.5, she's covered it in all but one as well.
Sorry. And there's a form as well. I mean, Gauff hasn't been in brilliant form. She wasn't that great today, whereas Swiatek is just looking awesome. So that would account for why, that those games are lower than perhaps, they should be based on, if you were just looking at their previous record, then the games might be slightly different. But yeah, you can't, there is no reason for Gauff to beat Swiatek or to get close, unfortunately, on Wednesday. And, she's done well to get this far, considering she had a pretty horrific lead into this tournament. Her form was all over the place, but, she's found her form. She's played her way into form, and unfortunately for her, there aren't any more clay tournaments after this. We're into grass court season, but it will be another comfortable win for Swiatek. And then I guess she'll face Jabeur in a semi-final, which should be interesting, but you'd expect Swiatek to win that as well.
Yep, there you have it. They're the 4 women's quarterfinals. Remember, there's 2 matches tomorrow and 2 matches on Wednesday. The matches tomorrow are Mukova against Pavlyuchenkova, Svitolina against Sabalenka, and on Wednesday we have Swiatek, Gauff, Haddad-Maia against Jabeur. Rory, what are your official picks again? If you can recap us for us, please.
Yeah, just two. First one tomorrow, Aryna Sabalenka -5.5 games against Elena Svitolina at +105. And then on Wednesday, Ons Jabeur to cover the spread, -4.5 games at +105 against Beatrice Hadadjmaya.
And remember, it's a big match tomorrow, the first match on court around about 5.30 a.m. Head to the Bet Rivers website. They're going to have about 45 different markets on all these matches, and you can live stream the game. So if you're sitting in bed watching a match on your tablet, keep the volume down. Don't wake the dog up. Don't wake your partner up. Just keep very quiet like I do every morning. Watch the games in your piece. When the Australian Open's on, I keep it all quiet because you don't want to wake them up on the tablet at 4.30 in the morning. Oh, the grief you get for that. What are you doing? It's carnage. So
Australian Open is carnage.
Keep the volume down and make sure you enjoy the matches there. And remember, there's four ways to follow us here on Betting Weekly Game Bet Match. You can download our podcast, doing very well on the charts, on the Apple charts. Keep that momentum going. You can download us by searching Betting Weekly Game Bet Match and download it on your preferred podcast provider. You can also follow us on our YouTube channel and watch these shows on the Bet Rivers Network. And you can also follow us on our social pages, which are at Because We Win, which is the handle that we share on Twitter as well as Instagram, where all our handicappers have lots of different tweets on there, lots of different information on their travels all across the world. You've seen me today at Surbiton mixing with Andy Murray. He asked me for a selfie. I said, Andy, hang on, I'm coming here to work. I don't need to be mixing about you. But and he's on there. And this week we have a lot of content. Our man Harry Simeu is out in Istanbul for the Champions League final. From an English perspective, he's covering the Champions League final over in Istanbul. And also from our Italian man, Daniele Fisichella, is over in Milan watching the Champions League final from the San Siro with all the Milan fans cheering it on. So we have lots of content on the Instagram page and our Twitter handle, which is great follow for everyone involved in that. Rory, good luck tomorrow. Mukova's the cheer. If we get Mukova home tomorrow, we will have a winning tournament, and that's what we want.
Okay, let's hope so.
Yeah, Mukova's the cheer. Hopefully we'll land the other two plays, but Mukova is the cheer tomorrow. We can't claim that we said that she'll win the French Open, but if she does win tomorrow, does make the semifinals, she'll be half the price that we have suggested for the Wimbledon Championship, which starts in less than a month. That's all we can ask for. Take care, everyone. Enjoy yourself, and we'll speak again soon.
Thanks for listening to Betting Weekly Game Bet Match on the Bet Rivers Network.